made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hi, I'm Sam Hindley.
And I'm James Fagan.
Every Friday morning, it's our great pleasure to present Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Sheffield's one of the fastest growing hubs of folk music in the country. It's a thrilling city to live in. We try and bring that buzz to you every week with the best in new releases, interviews and live performances from folk musicians passing through Sheffield.
2 hours of the best folk music from the UK and beyond.
So join us on Sheffield Live every Friday from 10 a.m. for Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Have you heard? There's a new popular live science show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. From superfoods to supernovae, we'll talk about it. With the latest science news, debate and guests, stick it in your diary. Live science every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
For 2 hours of the finest new, alternative music,
tune into The Breakdown.
Every Saturday between 3 and 5 p.m.
Only on Sheffield Live.
93.2.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
We told you we'd have Benjamin Zephaniah on the show.
Love that guy.
Too brief, though. He was in and out very quickly then. Hello, thank you for staying with us.
Good morning. Morning, Nanny Nat. She's just switched
driving
on.
Around.
She's driving about.
Hello.
Very safely.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's.
She was there for
now.
The peaches situation that I was talking about.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah,
it's 10 o'clock now and it is Sheffield Live. Budget Bardot and Scrambled Meg here with our breakfast special. Special breakfast. Big breakfast. Is this more like a brunch now?
It's getting there, isn't it?
This is a long breakfast.
What do you think about brunch?
What is brunch?
What even is brunch?
Is it just lazy breakfast? Is it if you've woken up late?
It's like a big breakfast, isn't it? And then you don't need to have lunch.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think we've cracked it, guys. So we have got a few questions for you.
Yeah. Hit me.
Would you rather have cereal for your meal? Wait, no. Would you rather have cereal for every meal or never eat breakfast again?
Well, as somebody that doesn't eat breakfast anyway, I think I would go with cereal forever. would I get to choose the cereal?
Yeah, I think so.
Because if you said to me, shredded wheat, I'd say because that is not good.
Okay, what about Cocoa Pops?
See, I think Cocoa Pops are a bit overrated.
Anyway, that question's a bit boring.
Well,
would you rather
all the listeners don't think so, do you? Am I right?
Would you rather be permanently sticky like syrup or crumbly like toast forever?
Oh god, that's really hard. I don't like feeling dry. Like, when my skin feels dry, it makes me quite, like, upset. Or if I'm covered in dust.
Oh, God, horrible.
Yeah, but being sticky is also... And then loads of bees might come. I got stung... I'm allergic to bees because I got stung last year on the head and then I had a massive head. And the other day I got stung on the toe and my toe went really big. Is that normal?
That's an allergic reaction.
Yeah, I think I'm allergic. So I think actually... That might be quite dangerous if I was syrupy forever.
It happened to Alex at a festival. He got stung on his hand and then he had a giant hand for the day. And
people probably just thought it was like an inflatable balloon hand or something.
It's like one of those ones at like the football game.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, anyway, next question. Would you rather fight one horse-sized croissant or 50 duck-sized sausages?
Oh, I feel like I'd rather have the big old croissant horse, because croissant's quite soft, so even if it was large, it would be kind of like being enveloped.
We're talking about fighting, eating. Yeah, are you going to have it?
Yeah, but if I was being fought by a really soft, like, duvet-like form that was big, it wouldn't hurt me.
Would you just eat it?
It might suffocate me, but...
You just eat it?
Hell yeah. I would eat it, and I don't... What was the other thing? 50 duck-sized sausages?
Yeah.
That's quite a big sausage.
I don't know why. I'm sure...
What would you do?
I'd probably... I think the sausages. It'd be more fun, wouldn't it?
I don't know why.
Okay.
I think that it sounds quite gross. There you go.
Something really weird about having your laughter inside your ears and headphones, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Have you got any questions for me?
Have you ever, I mean, do you do birthday breakfasts?
Only for your birthday or Beth's birthday?
Well,
your sister?
Yeah, in our family, birthday breakfasts are just totally the norm, but I thought it was just that's what everyone did, but apparently not.
They're so nice, those birthday breakfasts.
Yeah, what we normally do is we scatter Smarties all over the table so that it's all covered in Smarties and then, like, flowers. And then make it all fancy. It's very nice.
It's really nice. Mm. Obviously, I do birthday breakfast, but it's like not like that. It's just...
It makes you feel
breakfast
happy.
Breakfast with presents.
Smarties make you feel happy on the table. Okay. Thanks for the questions. I really can't stop imagining being in a giant croissant now.
Mm.
It's a shame we haven't got a croissant song.
Yeah.
I did try and look if there are any songs about croissants.
What's your favourite breakfast?
You say croissant.
Have we said this already?
Croissant or croissant?
I don't like saying that word. I'm not going to say it anymore.
Oh, fine. What would be my favourite breakfast? If I was to eat breakfast,
yeah,
I do quite like a croissant.
Oh, God.
But I actually really got into porridge with yogurt and, like, raspberries.
That's really boring.
Oh, sorry, what are you going to say? Toast?
Shakshuka.
Oh, yeah, shakshuka with the fried peppers and...
And onions?
Yeah, oh. Just like this song.
Oh, wow. Weird. Let's play it. You got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun but got me stuck to my shoes. The one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm only human. I'm not perfect, just a person. Yeah, I'm only human. Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous. I'm only human. I'm not perfect, just a person. I'm only human. Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous. Game, I ain't been here long, so forgive me if I get this wrong. I get lost sometimes, literally I roam. I had to figure certain things out on my own. Make a phone call home to the ones I love. Shit crazy out here, hey, you high off drugs. To be real, man, I thought about pulling the plug so I can go fly high with the ones above. Yeah, I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. Even though we buy chains, we just wanna be free. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. We just wanna be free. You got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm only human. I'm not perfect, just a person. Yeah, I'm only human. Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous. I'm only human. I'm not perfect, just a person. I'm only human. Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous. The pros and the cons of being a bomb. Baby, you can have a ticket, might not be your time. But oftentimes I gotta remind myself to combine my thoughts and never deny my help. A whole lot richer and a whole lot quicker, but I had to slow it down cause I ain't no grave digger. White folks yelling, yo, that's a brave nigga. Paparazzi taking pictures like I'm in a cage, nigga. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. Even though we buy chains, we just wanna be free. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me.
I just wanna be free.
You got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
Yeah, I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
Next year Range Rover, like to the poor people. No school, no water. Corruption in the office. The system make caca. Everybody make water. We don't trust blue collar. Bring my dollar. Can you ever call me the suffer? Take a look at me, I'm no bugger. No go play door, never. My eye red, I didn't want up some. People them a coolie, they didn't wanna. Go go, see, I did it all jump. Back door money, they chop up. Oh, 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 oh.
Still the life lives inside of me.
So I can't say eternally. I'm so tired, I can't sleep. I'm anemic, royalty. I'm a liar and a thief. I'm anemic, royalty. I'm on warm milk and laxatives, cherry flavored antacids. Sit and drink and thank you.
Sorry that you're feeling tired, Paul.
Poor Paul.
It's only breakfast time.
It's so hard to get out of bed sometimes, though, isn't it?
Oh, so hard.
Well, for me, it's every day I find it hard to get out of bed.
Is it okay to say you're not a morning person?
Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry, I said it with my eyes closed because I don't want to offend you, but I think that might be a factual fact.
I don't feel offended because I think I would have been one of them guys back in the day when we lived in caves and stuff. I would have been like staying up all night to tend to the fire, make sure everyone was safe. Do you know what I mean?
Make love and eat food in the middle of the night, apparently.
Yeah, people used to do that, apparently. Mm. Just wake up in the middle of the night, have sex, have a meal, go back to bed.
Sounds okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been you. I, on the other hand, I really like the mornings. There are times where I don't like getting out of bed, but I really like that feeling of being like, woo, poo, poo, here's the day, here I am. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then I get tired in the nighttime, so we're like opposites, we yin and yang.
Yeah. That's good, though, because we'd make a good little team, wouldn't we?
Tag team.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, what were we going to talk about? We were going to talk about Paul being tired, which is, it's hard being tired.
Poor Paul.
I think everyone's tired. Tired of this crazy world.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Always in a rush. So much to do. But I bet everyone's like ready for bed now, aren't they?
After that long breakfast.
Yeah. Well, there's still 35 minutes left of the day, guys.
Yeah, until beddy time.
It's a short day.
Yeah, but shall we play a song that's all about feeling quite tired?
Yeah, I think we should play a few songs that are about feeling tired and not wanting to go to work or get up or anything.
Yeah.
Just stay in bed forever. Here we go.
I'm here, barely see my breath, surrounded by jealousy and death.
Oh, Paul.
I can't be reached, only have a call, dragged underneath, separate from you all. Turn in spite of everything I've learned, I hit my tracks, spit out all my air, slipped into cracks, stripped of all my cares, my cares. Sliding down your body.
It's lovely when you're sleeping, but wide awake is best. Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up and make love with me. I don't wanna make you, I'll let the fancy take you. And you'll wake up and make love.
Teach you how to pick and choose and how to throw blades.
Chilled out.
It's a bit sleepifying, isn't it?
Oh, we're very hot in this studio.
So hot. don't want to get up.
No, that was one more cup of coffee. I could do with another coffee.
Before that, we had Ian Jury.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up and make love to me.
Oh, nice.
And before that. Was
this is a bit of a brain thing for us, yeah, trying to remember hard. Three songs in a row because
they're disappearing off the screen as they play. tired.
It was pretty good, whatever. Oh yeah, that I'm was so tired by Fugazi. Is that like Sopranos?
Sounds kind of like Gay Sopranos, doesn't it? Wait,
Fugazi. I thought a Fugazi was a fake jewel.
Fugazi.
Oh, is that the same? Felt the same.
I don't know.
I thought you were an expert.
I have no idea how to say it. Sorry.
Does
anyone know?
She claims to be an expert, but apparently not.
So, like, that was a little collection of songs
about being tired.
Yeah, and wanting to stay in bed.
Staying in bed and not having breakfast.
Now we're going to play some, like, good wake up songs, like alarm clock songs.
I think the first one.
This one goes out to John because I
don't give it away.
The whole of Sheffield? They don't know. I think John might have guessed by now.
Okay,
maybe. Have you guessed? I made this John's alarm clock. I think probably about 2 years ago or something, and it's still his alarm clock every morning. And it went off in a therapy session once, apparently.
Oh
well.
Dear.
So here we go.
Who the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawning, now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eye. See who's this paging me and why? It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. A niggas wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the caper. Remember them niggas from the hill up in Brownville that you rolled dice with? Smoking guns and got nice with? Yeah, my nigga Fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas, nah, love wouldn't disrespect. I didn't say them, they schooled me to some niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro, when they wanna stick the knife through your windpipe slow. So, thank Fame for warning me, cause now I'm warning you. I got the Mac, nigga, tell me what you gonna do. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. 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 They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas license plates out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown, and they heard you got half Virginia locked down. They even heard about the crib you bought your mom up Florida, the fifth corridor. Call the coroner. It's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door. And I feed them gunpowder so they can devour the criminals trying to drop my decimals. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my cream. And it ain't a dream, things ain't always what it seems. It's the ones that smoke blunts with ya, see your picture. Now they wanna grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your biggie won't slip. I got the calico with the black talons loaded in the clip, so I can rip through the ligaments. Put the fuckers in the bad predicament where all the foul niggas went. Touch my cheddar, feel my Beretta. Fuck when I'ma hit you with your motherfuckers, better duck. I bring pain, blood stains on what remains of his jacket. He had a gun, he should've packed it, cocked it. Extra clips in my pocket so I can reload and explode on your asshole. I fuck around and get hardcore. C4 to your door, no beef no more, nigga. Feel the rough, scandalous. The more weed smoke I puff, the more dangerous. I don't give a fuck about you or your weak crew. What what you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? I'm not running, nigga, I bust my gun and hold on, I hear somebody coming.
Come in fast, so okay? Just don't bring that motherfucking asshole. Come on.
We're rolling suicide.
Suicide. Why cry when metal meter in my hand, sporting a pocket full of change.
Wow, that one goes out to you, actually.
Oh, nice.
Because you like falling asleep on the floor, don't you? Sometimes.
That's known to happen. Sorry, Martin, if you got a little bit of a shock then.
What happened?
I think that you scared him with your singing.
I have got no control over the sliders.
No, the sliders. Just quickly to say that somebody texted in to say something they did that was a bit embarrassing in the morning.
Was it?
Putting clothes on inside out and then going to work with pants stuck on the outside of the trousers.
Oh, my God. They put the trousers on first and then the pants on last.
Maybe the pants are still in the... I don't know. It's hard to understand, but...
I'm sorry. I'm just trying
it's very, to... It's very cute to imagine it, Lozzie. So thank you. We've been on air for an hour and 45. We've got 15 minutes left and we're going to just play some proper breakfast tunes to...
Wait, you up again? No. Oh, they're sleepy ones, aren't they?
Tied you over.
I'm so confused.
Well, we're going to play... We've got some scrambled eggs. We've got some toast.
Mm-hmm.
Probably got some lovely cigarettes. Coffee by Ella Fitzgerald. And, maybe time for a smoke.
Yeah.
Let's see. But thank you very much for tuning in. We're very warm in temperature and...
Sorry about Zoe singing earlier.
And in mood. We're warm in mood towards you all. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. So cute.
If anyone's got any good ideas about what our jingle could be, we'd love to know.
Richard made you a good jingle for your birthday, didn't he?
Yeah, I loved it. Maybe we could
use that on
Chef
Life.
We could try that next week. And also the theme next week is May... The Force Be With You.
Is it?
Oh, I thought it was. Songs about power. Powerful songs.
Oh.
You said you liked that idea.
Did I? Just... I don't remember that at all. No, I do like it.
Just because it's May.
Yeah, we'll get it in quick.
Yeah, that's why it can only work next week.
Okay, that's cool.
But songs that make you feel power.
Anyone's got any powerful songs, send them our way.
Like, even if it's just a song that you like to march around in your headphones to, that's what I like doing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have some toast.
Okay, bye.
Gamble in a life, man. Go on with it, but go on with it.
Yeah.
So we are coming in with a force, yeah. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, in a rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus.
Yeah.
And gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast for the friends we take off every load. One time kids sit down in a class and we board then only set the road and we go on with the road. Third form me say me try a thing. And you know it formed up to be a fire thing. Now up on stage with chronic say a sing. Yeah, see me all dig it soon get the higher ring. Like hello brother, me say I had to shout ya. Saw your poster, spectacular photo. Keep it burning, yes that's the motto. If me the butter pass through your shot to gamble in a life man. Me have to thank God for the journey, the earnings. on me. And send me if you tell them a story. That's how blessings upon me. And that's how I me to give him the glory. I'm me delighted. Jano say my passion ignited. Got the music, get me excited. I'm coming like a potion. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings, that just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast for the friends, we take off every load. One time did sit down in a class and we board. Then only said the road and me go on with the road. Toast, yeah. I thank God for the journey, the earnings, that just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast for the friends, we take off every load. One time did sit down in a class and we board. Then only said the road and me go on with the road. Toast.
Yeah,
toast.
Mammy, do you want any errands? Yes, son. Go down to the ironmonger and buy me a pound of egg meat. Egg meat? What's egg meat? Never you mind. Just go and buy it. Here's 5 shillings and I want the change. All right. Mammy, can I have something? Yes, keep a penny and buy that. Thanks. I'm away. Mammy, I'm back with the egg meat. Have you got the change? Yes. The egg meat was 10p. Here's 4 and a penny. Thank you. Now just you go out and play while I deal with the egg meat. What are you going to do with the egg meat, Mammy? Ha ha, you silly boy. I'm going to feed it to the eggs. Mammy? What do you mean, feed it to the eggs? That doesn't make sense. Son, I've never told you this. But I've got some eggs here. I keep them in a box. Yes, Mammy, I know. We sometimes have an egg. No, no, son. This is different eggs. And I feed them meat. Mammy, why does the ironmonger sell egg meat? Well, somehow or other he could make it the best. And we just know the people that buy it around here where to buy it from. Because he's the only one round here that has it. Ha. You couldn't go into the dairy and ask for a pound of egg meat. They'd look at you askance, wouldn't they? Can I see the eggs? Oh, well, I'm not very keen to show you the eggs. They should really be kept in the dark. You see, they've nocturnal habits. Ah, Mammy, you use these big words. I'm proud of you. You use the biggest words of any woman in our street. I heard you talking to Mrs. Machinery. And, oh, Mammy, these big words you used. Gosh, and Mrs. Machinery's face wasn't half red. That'll do, son. Now the egg meat. Smells fresh. Mammy, is egg meat always that colour? No, not always. It's sometimes a bit more orangey, but this is the usual colour. It's got a funny smell, hasn't it? Yes, it's funny till you're used to it. Oh, Mammy, I love this. It's fun. Now show me how you feed it to the eggs. All right, come into the bedroom and pull the blinds. But if I do that, I'll not be able to see. I know. You've got to feed it to them in the dark. Just a minute. I'll leave the door a wee bit open so that a little light comes in so that you don't tumble over things. Now. Watch. There. Did you see the way they grabbed it? Ah, yes, it was wonderful. Mammy, can I buy egg meat for you every day? Yes, son, every day. You're a big boy now. You can buy egg meat for me every day.
say it so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a quarter till three. We're sitting here talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee, man, Lord. And I'd like to show you where I've known nothing but good old joy since I met you, darling. Honey, since I met you, baby, yeah. I would love to have another drink of coffee.